Even though I'm saying that, I beg you not to sell Ivan Perisic this week.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, Tuesday deadline, Tuesday differential show. Simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that for you, yeah. You know, I hate Friday deadlines.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit's worse.
I just don't do the deadline stream.
What's that?
Don't do the deadline stream.
I'm going to do the deadline stream. I'm going to stay here in the office and do the deadline stream. Because I can't afford to lose the half hour on the bus today, I don't think.
Let's go through the predictions
it's
of the game.
Really, really, really not helped the fact that the patron Champions League second group stage starts this week. And me and Rob have had to organise the draw in between the two game weeks. I've got an audio coming for you in a bit. Champions League second stage.
It's not Champions League, though. It's Premier League, but we're calling it the Champions League. It's not based on Champions League games, is it? I don't know why it's called the Champions League. It's Premier League Champions League. Anyway.
Bruv, don't fuck up the narrative. And in any case, it's more like a Champions League format, I have you know.
I'm in it. That's all I know.
Me and Suj are both through.
Lovely jubbly. So we have two games tonight. Brighton at home to Forest.
Yes.
We can no longer keep predicting Brighton games as 1-1. That's so dead.
I'm not going to predict Brighton game for 1-1. I'm going to predict them to win 2-1. Interestingly, De Zerbi said that Adam Lallana will start. So who misses out? Gross?
Dunk. He's going to play him as centre back. Sanchez, going to play him in goal.
He's going to play him as a sweeper. I think Brighton probably will now stay with the back four that they played at Brentford, despite the fact that they got beat. That was our suspicion at the start that he'd want to go this way. My guess would be that Lallana will come into the team for Gross. If you have Gross, please don't be like taking hits to remove him. That would just be my best guess at this stage. Serge Aurier has a fitness test. So Nico Williams owners, you're none the wiser. My best guess would be that he'll play, but you probably don't expect anything anyway. I think Brighton will give Forest a chance.
2-0.
2-1.
2-0
to Brighton.
Yeah, I think Brighton will be all right today. Comfortable home win. 2-0.
Who are you captaining Sky tonight, by the way? As Casado. We're doing the two games. You're going to go Casado? Is that all you've got?
No, I've got Nico Williams.
Yeah, fair enough. I think I've got Webster and Zaha. I think, despite the fact I think Forrest will score, I'm going to captain Webster.
Okay.
And despite the fact I bought Wilfried Zaha in my FPL team.
I'm going to go 2-0 for Palace as well. 2-0 home wins today.
I'm going to go 1-0.
It's going to be, attritional is the way I describe this game.
I don't know if Costa will start. You've got to think the turnaround's quite quick, haven't you?
Yep.
So I think he either starts again and they try and get him as long as they can, or and more likely I think they'll use him at the end of the game. And if the game's done by that point, they may not even use him at all. Collins back for Wolves is a huge bonus for them. I don't imagine this is going to be a thriller. I think that says more to me about Wolves, maybe. Wolves will keep the ball well, but they don't expose themselves badly to counter-attacks, which is what Palace are looking for. So I imagine it'll be a low scorer. Q4-3 thriller. But 1-0 Palace for me.
Bournemouth at home to Southampton tomorrow.
I'm going to surprise you.
Southampton to win?
2-0 Bournemouth.
That 2-1 Bournemouth, I'm thinking. Southampton have got goals in them, but they will leak at the back. So I think 2-1. I'm going to give Southampton a goal in this game. But I think Bournemouth will win.
I can see this being, if it goes wrong, you know, like we've had that term with Villa fans recently. I can see that if they lost this quite meekly, you'd get a real kind of change visibly from the fan base at Southampton, I think, to lose to, I wouldn't call Bournemouth local rival, but let's say local team. Bournemouth are just on a good run, right? Mm. So I'd go 2-0 to the Cherries and the Dom man to score again.
Brentford-Chelsea, I think this is an away win, but I think it's going to be a hard-fought 2-1 away win. I think Brentford will give them a good game. I could see this being more likely to be a draw than like going the other way in 3-1, 4-1.
Yeah, 2-1 Chelsea. I wouldn't be shocked, as little bit as I mentioned on the pod yesterday, like Brentford performed very well against Chelsea twice last year. And it's a difficult game to predict because I think the Chelsea team is really, really unpredictable. I think they'll revert to a back four, actually. But I do think if they get it right, obviously the quality level is above. So I'm going to go 2-0 Chelsea.
Liverpool-West Ham.
You've still got problems, haven't you? Defensively, sounds like Dawson and Zouma are still doubts.
Mm. But you don't trust what Moyes says, do you?
What are you writing? Mo Salah, 4-goal haul? Or I'm going to go 2-1 Liverpool. I never think you get battered, Suj.
When's the last time Liverpool lost at home with a crowd? 2017 or something?
April, Crystal Palace, yeah. 2017, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going 3-2 to West Ham. I'm going to go 3-2 to West Ham. I think Liverpool are going to think that they'll score more goals than us and so leave gaps at the back. Jared Bowen's going to score 2. Scamacca's going to score 1. When Jared Bowen scores his second, he's going to run down the touchline and shout in Klopp's face, "You should have bought me in the summer, you bastard," and give him 2 fingers. And then we're going to win 3-2. And that's it.
And when do you wake up from your dream, mate?
3-2 West Ham. every season, there's a couple of games where we pull off good wins against top four teams. And I'm just going to pit it for 1 year. Because they're going to be on a high and a come down. Like, you know when you've peaked beating Man City at home?
Yeah.
You're like, it's going to be a good chance to play them, I think, to be honest with you.
All I would say is, look, I think...
It's Anfield.
There is that. And you're not going there. It doesn't look like you're going to go there full strength either.
No.
So I think you have to factor that in a little bit. But what I would say is, I think it's a difficult game for Liverpool in the sense, a little bit like what you touched on, that the high after they've obviously kind of been on this long low for their standards. And you obviously get the massive high of the victory of beating the team that Klopp's been calling all week the best in the world. West Ham aren't going to rock up like a shit football team. West Ham are a very, very decent football team. And the narrative of Liverpool's season would fit that they slip up here. Mm. That's all I would say. I don't think they will. And I think part of that is, I think it sounds like you're missing key people.
That's obviously missing Zouma is massive. Newcastle at home to Everton. I've got this down for a 4-1 to Newcastle.
Wow. Mm. Elaborate.
Newcastle have been scoring goals. They've got good attacking talent. I think Guimaraes, Wilson, Joe Linton, Almiron, all been playing well. I think they'll have too much under the lights at St James's Park, but they'll also leak a goal against Everton. So
why would they leak a goal?
Because they always leak a goal.
What, the team that's got the best defensive record in the league?
Who, Newcastle?
Yes.
Depends how you judge it. They should have a better defensive record. Once they're 3-0 up or 4-0 up, they're liable to concede a goal. So that's all I'm saying. They'll leak a goal.
2-0 Newcastle. I think it's be very routine and straightforward. Pretty similar to the Tottenham-Everton game at the weekend. But Newcastle probably won't take as long to get the first goal.
Okay. We have Manchester United, Spurs.
After you, sir.
This one's a difficult one to call. I'm gonna go 2-1 to Spurs.
Oh, look at you.
But I think it...
Suj just made me blush.
This is as likely as 1-1 is more likely than 3-1 to Spurs. So again, it's a narrow Spurs victory rather than comfortable Spurs victory.
Yeah, I do think it is a really, really tough call. I think we'll play 3-5-2. As I've covered, I take no notice of Conte's comments yesterday about still wanting to play 3-4-3. People tagging me about, is Lucas Moura going to play instead of Doherty? What? You're suddenly going to put Lucas Moura in the team at wing back and like play up against Rashford or Sancho, and he's not fit anyway.
And even if he's
not fully fit,
does that question mean that you're going to buy him in FPL? Like, is someone asking you that question?
Well, it's more about he's laced with. Is Doherty going to play?
Oh, okay.
Yes, probably. Is Perisic going to play? I think probably not, but I wouldn't be shocked if he does. I think Sessegnon will play wing back. Please don't sell Perisic. I beg you. Even though I'm saying that, I beg you not to sell Ivan Perisic this week. And I think it'll be 3-5-2. Be Kane and Son up front together. Richarlison apparently is 2 weeks, according to the man himself on his own Twitter account. I suspect 2 weeks to train him, probably a little bit more to play him. I think the game could go either way. I go pretty confident. I go pretty confident because I know that we're going to go in. I'm almost certain we're going to play 3-5-2. And I know it's going to make us really solid and difficult to play against. And I think we've shown in these games, bar the Arsenal game and large spells of the game at Chelsea in game week 2, that actually we can be very competitive in these away games now. They're not quite right yet, United. I think they're doing okay. They're a work in progress. I think I know that they can be beat. I think I also know that they can beat us. So I think it's a really tough call. I'm going to go 1-1.
Fulham Villa.
2-1 Villa and the end of the manager.
I've got 2-1 Fulham and the end of the manager.
Oh, you got the same, yeah?
You just said 2-1 Villa.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, what? I was confused as to why you predicted Villa to win and then the manager to get fired.
No,
2-1 Fulham.
The wrong word came out of my mouth, if that's what I said.
Then we agree, 2-1 Fulham.
2-1 Fulham and the end of the manager, yeah.
Leicester Leeds. 2-1 Leeds, the end of the manager.
Just on that, by the way, Fulham, Villa and Leeds, no press conference before deadline.
Okay.
Leeds, Leicester, I think also is a really tough call. Leicester will certainly be worse off for being without Maddison. As I said yesterday, I think if Leeds can show the same intensity that they showed at the weekend, then there's every chance they'll beat Leicester. Whether they can do that in a away game, I'm yet to see it yet. So I'm going to say 1-1 for this one as well.
I've got 1-1 for that as well. I think a draw. If anything, it's a 2-2. I'd like to go. Let's have a Desmond. Fuck it. Kevin, 2-2.
Well, Leicester, 2 clean sheets in a row the last 2 home games, so...
Yeah, Leeds are going to score a few in a game.
Still statistically need to score 4 to win a game, apparently. I'll go 1-1. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game week. I don't think it's going to be a week where there's loads of goals. I don't look at any game there and think, oh, that's got a 3-3 possibility about it. I think I've predicted probably, 18 goals or so in the 9 games, roughly. So like about 2 goals per game. So that would be really low. But that's how I foresee the game week. I think it will be, I don't think there'll be a huge number of goals, and I think it will be very low scoring for FPL as well.
Nice. You playing 5 at the back?
As in Spurs?
No. Your FPL team. FPL if there's no goals, you've got to get all the defenders on, mate.
No, because I ain't fucking selling Cancelo.
Me neither.
So there you go. It's 4 at the back for me. Transfers were made last night.
Same as me.
There is no intention to change this unless there is an injury today that would guarantee, and I mean guarantee, that a player that I have in my squad is not out, i.e. I'm trying to think who I could even add. Jared Bowen is out for a month. You know, that sort of thing is the only thing that's going to make me make a transfer. I took a -4 last night.
Me too.
Exactly what I suggested I probably would do on the podcast, which was Mo Salah in for Kevin De Bruyne, Wilfried Zaha in for James Maddison, gives me 11 for the week, which has me bust with Pope, Doherty, vice-captain Trippier, Gueye, Emerson Palmieri, Jared Bowen, captain Mo Salah, Andreas Pereira, Zaha, Solanke, Mitrovic.
Okay, I got rid of Phil Foden and James Maddison.
You went for it, you've got Mo, yeah?
Yeah, I went Salah and Pereira.
My God, the way he was moving in that market, Chelsea. I don't know how many people bought him yesterday.
It's good that you messaged me. Cheers, mate.
But we didn't go up overnight.
No, but it's likely to at some point.
Well, he certainly will tonight.
Yeah, and I think Foden and Maddison could go down, which means I'll buy him back at the same price. Should I buy back Foden, I'll buy him back at the same price.
For me, it wasn't so much about the Mo Salah. It was more, I was up 0.2 on De Bruyne and up 0.4 on Maddison. So I needed to sell them both last night to nick the profits on.
They went down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Madison, I would have lost value. Foden, not so much, but I think he is likely to go today, potentially. So.
And also for me as well, I was buying Wilfried Zaha, and I knew that Vieira had done his press conference. So there's nothing new I'm going to find out about Palace today, unless it's right on deadline. So
I'm bust with Pope in goal, Trippier, Doherty, Gehi, Dunk, Pereira, Salah captain, Trossard, Zaha, Mitrovic, Callum Wilson vice captain. My bench is Ward, Cancelo, Martinelli, Haaland. So bench boost?
Yeah. We all should have done that last week. So what have we got different? I think you've Dunk versus Emerson.
Bowen versus Trossard and Wilson versus Solanke.
I think you've probably got the slight advantage on that.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see.
But I think this is it as well. When you look at this as well and you look at other teams, I mean, the fact that we've wildcarded at different times, we've got eight the same, even in a blank, suggests to me a lot of teams will be the same. How bad can it be?
About to find out.
No, I mean, like, how bad can it be in the sense of, for the majority of us, if we have a bad week, the majority of people are going to have a bad week. That's what I mean. The players that can make a real difference here are, one player we don't have, for example, is Harry Kane, who I think a lot of people will go with him because of his consistency, who don't have Mo Salah. And obviously Mo Salah is now a serious danger for those who don't have. But I also don't think that people should break their team. Like, the idea of taking a -4 to remove Harry for Mo, I'm not sure is right.
Should we go through the dead team, differential team?
Yes, we can go through all of that jazz. Once I find all of that jazz, Suj. The dead team.
Did all right.
Your favourite number, sweetheart.
No laughing at the back.
69 points. Captain Mo Salah, yay. 12 for Solanke, 7 for Mitrovic. Solanke auto-subbing for Reece James. 8 for Ivan Perisic. Nice little 14 from Alisson in goal. Dead team, manager of the week. The England manager, Gareth Southgate, with his team dead Vindaloo. 94 points. And I don't think that's the first time that Gareth has been manager of the month. And what we didn't notice
month
last
or
time.
Week?
Week, even. Okay. Thank you. Turn that bloody alarm off.
It's upstairs. Doo-doo.
Yeah, fucking brain damage. His whole squad's English players.
Oh, nice.
Ramsdale, Trent, Dyer, Trippier, Saka, Sterling, Mount, Bowen, Solanke, Tony, Kane as captain.
Anderson, Dewsbury, Hall, White.
Yeah, you are correct. There's also some good scores this week. 80 plus for Jack McDonald, FPL cricketer, Claire Easley, FPL Badger, got 87. Wooden spoon for the deads this week, 33 points for last year's advanced tier patron manager of the year. Cole Bonds at 33 points. That's 4 less than anybody else. And remarkably, his returns were double Liverpool clean sheet of Van Dijk and Robertson. He does have the Liverpool treble up defensively. The differential team, Suj. I'm not quite sure how this team only got 34 points, but that's what it got. 5 for Chilwell, 8 for Gabriel, blanks for Bowen, Madison, Barnes, Foden, Son, Wilson, Darwin, Nunes. Yeah, I've got fucking Solanke sitting on the bench, but I don't know who I was meant to play him instead of, to tell you the truth. The differential manager of the week, comfortably. There were some good scores above 60. Lee Jackson, Denise Parker, Craig Payne, FPL cricketer here as well, Glenn Simpson, but manager of the week by a clear 7 points. Hugh Blaney with 72. Full house at the back, Fabianski, Gueye, Cher and Dalot. Also Mason Mount's 15 and Dominic Solanke's 12. Leandro Trossard is a sell, by the way, for anybody who has him in your differential team. The wooden spoon scores below 30. Michael Ashton, Philip Broadbent, C. Chetty. I don't know if that's the panda himself. Oh, yeah, look, the team name's differential panda. It's got to be the panda. two players on 26 points, FPL Roberto and Harry Gaia both finished on 26. We are bust for the differentials this week, Suj. We have a team. Pickford, Dunk, Gaye, Chilwell, Zamora, Bowen, Barnes, Son, Solanke, Darwin Núñez, Callum Wilson, with Madison, Foden, Gabriel on the bench. Madison and Foden's ownership is not hitting 20% yet. It's obviously not going to now, between now and deadline. It does make me think that possibly we should hold. That said, I don't think it's impossible that, particularly in, say, Foden's case, that once we get beyond deadline, that people might just buy him anyway. What do you think?
What, tonight?
No, I mean ahead of game week 13.
I think he'll go over 20% before game week 13.
What's his ownership currently?
17.9.
That's dipped a little bit, actually. I think it's probably a hold until he goes over.
Madison's only at 11. He ain't going to go over. And he'll be available for the weekend.
Madison's down to 11.
11.1, mate.
Oh, my God. That's really dived. Because, honestly, he was on the edge of going up above 20.
Wow. Yeah, 11.1, mate.
So, obviously, he's been sold red flag is, on complete mass. So, we do have two frees, Serge.
We should use one.
Well, we should. But so are we in agreement that we should keep Madison and Foden currently? I feel like Madison should stay now. He's dipped that far.
Yeah.
Would we go and buy him back? No, probably not. But I don't think I'd be selling either. It's a save of a transfer, I think. And we've only got two City and two Arsenal. So we've got Foden and Gabriel. We've got Serge. 1.1 million in the bank. The problem in the 11 is now Zamora, isn't it?
Yep.
He's not playing. I think that's a better sale than selling Madison, Foden or Gabriel.
4.4 plus the 1.1 that we've got in the bank.
So we've got 5.5 to play with. Let me give you some people suggested. The Everton pairing, Cody and Tarkowski. Now, tough fixture against Newcastle, but they do have a good last four. Timothy Castagnier of Leicester. Went up to 4.5 last night. You've got Joe Gomez at Liverpool, 4.5. You've got the Doc, 4.6. Azpilicueta, 4.8. I think could be really interesting with Reece James unlikely to play before the World Cup. Andy Robertson is available, but obviously far more than 5.5. He's 6.7. Thoughts from that list?
I like Castagne. I think their fixtures are all right till the end of the year as well. I don't think many will go for him. I'm not too keen on the Everton pairing, and I'm not too keen on the Doc because he'll lose his place to Emerson at any moment.
The best bit's gone.
Yeah. So I think I like Castagne, you know.
Over Aspi?
I've got Aspi in my minus 56 this week. Their fixtures are better. Leicester's fixtures are better between now and the World Cup.
Yeah, but they've also got Danny Ward in goal, mate. And Brendan Rodgers is still their manager.
Yeah. Man City, Everton, West Ham, I could see them losing their last three.
We have got two frees. Would you consider doing Zamora to Robertson? Because, obviously, look, they do have a good run till the end. Okay, there's Tottenham away in 15. But the opportunity to have him as a differential feels quite strong. Now, that means we'd need to take 1.2 out of the midfield. So would you consider then binning one of Madison or Foden?
Not Foden, but Madison, potentially. That would leave us how much for a Madison replacement?
So we'd had 1.2 off of Madison, so about 6.9. So some cheap, let's say, above bottom line midfielders. Marcus Rashford is an option, yeah. Almiron, Gomez, Harvey Elliott at Liverpool is 5 million. Sinisterra at Leeds, Phil Billing, Paqueta.
Not Paqueta, not Billing. I like Rashford as a punt.
Or would you consider taking out Núñez? and getting your boy up front.
That was one I was going to suggest, but it feels a bit crazy getting rid of Nunez. But then Firmino's playing, and I don't know. They're going to share minutes, aren't they?
I don't know who's going to play up front tonight. I think Nunez and Salah.
Not tonight,
I
tomorrow.
Think tomorrow. I think Nunez and Salah, as I said yesterday, I'm not convinced about that as a pair. I feel like Firmino's got to play. Now, when I say Firmino's got to play, it doesn't mean that Nunez and Salah can't both play tomorrow. Of course they can. It doesn't mean that Nunez and Salah can't both play together against Forest on Saturday. I just think primarily, if this is how they're going to play, Firmino's going to stay in the team now. He doesn't feel right setting the Liverpool forwards for a West Ham forwards about to play Liverpool.
No.
Doesn't feel right. And we're buying a Liverpool defender.
Who do you think is going to score more points between now and the World Cup? Scamacca or Nunez?
I think it'd probably be close.
Yeah. So I don't mind going Scamacca over Nunez and then going Andy Robertson over Zamora. Like that combination of Zamora and Nunez, Robertson-Scamacca. Robertson-Scamacca is going to piss that all day long, and we get to keep Maddison and Foden. I like that.
Would you consider taking Chilwell out?
He's playing a bit.
I don't think he'll play tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'd keep him. I'd deal with that problem.
We could drop Chilwell to like Castagne, for example. You said about Chelsea's fixtures being tough, and he's a rotation risk anyway. That's an easy find of the money then.
He's got a high ceiling. I'd keep Chilwell. If anyone's got Chilwell, I feel like he's one of those at any moment it's going to be 15 points. I wouldn't sell Chilwell. If I own Chilwell, I wouldn't sell him. I'd keep him.
It's just got to be one of Nunez, Maddison or Foden that goes if you wanted to open it up. Or do you want to forget about Robertson and just go for someone else?
No, I like Robertson and Scamacca.
You think Scamacca?
Yeah. Between now and the end of we're talking between now and the World Cup.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel logical to make that move now. But I would, once I get to the weekend and you've got Bournemouth at home, yeah, I'd rather be in a position where I've got Scamacca in the team, I think. Mm. Okay, I'm going to let you have that one. Fine, we'll buy Robertson and Scamacca. That's going to shock a few, the idea of selling Darwin Nunez, I think. Because I think he will do quite well between now and the World Cup. I'm not convinced how much he's going to start, though. I think system-wise, I've got to play Firmino if they're going to stay with that. Fine. Robertson in for Zamora and Scamacca in for Darwin Nunez. We will do that, Suj. That's fine. It does mean, of course, Maddison's not going to arrive above 20% now for this weekend, so that doesn't particularly matter, does it? Okay, fine. Minus 56. 49 points for myself. Not a good week. Absolutely shafted again by Chelsea defensively. Again, a clean sheet. And again, I've not hit the returns. At least I had Kepa in goal this time for the 10. One for Azpi, one for Cucurella. 6 points for the Doc. Nothing across my midfield. The only return up front was fortunately for captain Harry Kane, a minus 7 for me. You had a much better week, Suj.
73. Huge. Ramsdale in goal. Perisic and Gabriel. I mean, that could have gone the other way with Gabriel. 8-pointers for both of those two.
You could have been on minus 2, couldn't
you? Tell me about it. But I had Mason Mount with 15, Pereira with 5, and Captain Harry Kane with my returns. Ends up being 73 points, which was decent. 101,000. For my game week rank, but not because obviously it's a minus 56, so it's net only whatever it is.
17, congratulations.
Yeah.
There were some better scores than yourself. Shout out to Clayton, got 83, Wayne Sturman, 86, manager of the week with 91, so a net of 35 up. Billy Meehan returns for Kepa, Gabriel, Johnny, Perisic, Salah, Saka, Mitrovic, Solanke, Captain Kane. Also had, just for the crack, a full house of 24 points on the bench as well, with double Wolves defensive of Kilman and Totti, Andreas Pereira and the magnificent Danny Ward. Wooden Spoon, sorry I've had to kick a few out again this week, unfortunately. It was only one score of a minus 56 that scored less than 40, and that was Dickie K, got 37 returns for Justin, Mitrovic and Kane. What are your selections this week, Suj?
I am lined up with Kepa in goal, Trippier, Robertson and Lewis Dunk as a back three, Raheem Sterling, captain Mo Salah, Rashford, Trossard across the middle, Firmino, Wilson, Solanke up top. My bench is quite full. Gaita, Cher, Azpilicueta, Billing.
Yeah, your bench would be quite full, mate, cause unless you were going to Son and Kane, it's difficult to spend the money.
Kane last week, right?
Yeah, well, so. I had both. I wasn't spending the money. It's possibly a little bit of an oversight in hindsight. So, yes, I have a full bench as well, if you will. 3-4-3 for me. Nick Pope and Kieran Trippier for the double Newcastle defensive. And just because I like punishment, even though I don't fancy him for a clean sheet, I've gone Van Dijk and Robertson. I've very much wanted to put Trent in, but I'm just not certain that he starts. I'm not convinced. It's a bit of a gamble. If I was physically free hitting, I'd be very close to putting him in. But Van Dijk, you know, will play. Captain Mo Salah, Trossard, Barnes, Zaha, Wilson, Mitrovic, Solanke. On the bench, Neto, Koulibaly, Eze and Joachim Anderson.
Okay.
Not happy about leaving Koulibaly and Anderson on the bench there, but whatevs.
Yeah, I don't want to leave Azpilicueta on the bench, to be honest with you, but so be it. Sky, just wrap up. Any transfers this midweek?
Well, we've got a podcast tomorrow. Tonight, as I said, the intention to captain Webster over Zaha, subject to what I see with the teams. Unless something really spooks me about the Brighton team, or we'll go. I don't fancy Zaha to return tonight, despite the fact I've just bought him in FPL.
I am Casado tonight. Salah tomorrow.
We will speak more about, and we've got a third game of data, obviously, after tonight for Brighton assets. We'll speak about them quite a bit tomorrow. But the numbers, again,
Casado, you were saying, keep an eye on his passing. He got passing and tackle. Oh,
and McAllister is absolutely tearing it up at the moment as well. So,
but he's losing his place for Lallana tonight.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I think Gross will play. Gross will drop out the team, would be my best guess. There is a case to sell Brighton players tomorrow, though, interestingly. And if they don't return tonight, I'm going to begin to be looking at it thinking, I might as well just sat on Nico Williams after this game, which was the original plan.
Thursday's my problem in Sky at the moment, in that I've only got Paulinho.
I'll be buying Mitrovic. And who I sell will be very dependent on what I see from Wilfried Zaha tonight.
Right.
Because it might be him.
I've got enough transfers to go and get Mitrovic, but it's not part of the long-term plan, so I might just leave it be.
7.7, man.
Yeah, I know, but I'm getting Scamacca on Monday next week. So I could daisy chain it.
I might be as well.
But let's see. Patrons, hope you have a great game week. Speak to you tomorrow in Tottenham. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Good luck. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.